Well, at the outset, we want to welcome you all to the youth rally tonight. And of course, we're in a completely different venue and all spread out. And just want to thank you all for coming to begin with and for adhering to all the restrictions that we have in place for safety purposes this evening. We're going to sing the first hymn, and it's "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." It's on the screens to the front. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to remain seated for singing, and but don't let that put you off. I want to hear you singing now. I don't want to be doing a solo tonight. So, big church, so plenty of room. So let's sing on to the Lord. "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." In our meeting, we're going to ask our minister, Dr. Brown, to come and to open our meeting in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we're found in Thy presence this evening. And we can say, as this hymn writer has noted, "O to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be." We know that it's nothing of our merit that has us in the fold and family of God, if that's where we are. Not because we were better than anybody else on the face of God's earth. For Thou hast said, not the righteous, but the sinners Jesus came to call. And we thank Thee for our pride being shattered. We know it needs to be shattered every day we live. And for getting us to the foot of that rugged cross, to cry to Thee for mercy, to take the sinner's position, and cry, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Look upon me as when Thou dost look upon the blood of atonement, the blood that cleanseth us from all sin, the blood that will transform us, and see us brought into Thy fold and family and become children of God through Thy Spirit, by repentance and by faith." We pray tonight that Thou wilt, at the commencement again and the new launch of our youth rallies, that Thou wilt be with each young person that has travelled here, those that are still travelling even now. Put the arms of Thy care round about them, give them safety, and give them strength and grace And we pray for each young man and young woman here that thou wilt make them a real trophy of thy grace. And as John the Baptist was, a bright and shining light on behalf of the Lord Jesus as they live in a world of sinful darkness. Bless our brother that has come to bring the word tonight. We pray that in the ministering of thy truth that thou wilt encourage him, that thou wilt give him words to speak that are appropriate for this season, that will reach into our minds, our consciences, and our hearts. And may we, as we leave the building tonight, be asking ourselves the question, how may I in my life better live to God's glory and to pay tribute to the one who has saved me and washed me in his blood, died for me in Calvary, and having died an atoning death, lives for me and provides all manner of blessing every day that I live. Come and do us good tonight. May the power of thy Spirit abide with us, and may thy grace flood our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we're really glad this evening to have the Walker sisters with us, and they're going to come and minister to us in song, two pieces, and we'd ask them to come now, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
thinking that first piece is a lovely piece and a lovely thought that one day the Saviour is coming back for us. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. And I wonder if you sit here tonight, have you ever thought of that, that the Lord is coming? And I wonder, would you be ready if he came tonight? If we were still in this meeting and the Lord came back, would you be ready to meet him? We want to thank the girls for singing those pieces to us. Announcements-wise, we don't have very much, because there's not very much happening, as I'm sure you're all well aware. But youth council-wise, the election for president and committee members is coming up in November. I believe that's the 16th. So if you're a delegate, do bear that in mind. That meeting will be held here on the 16th of November. The next youth rally, God willing, will be the 20th of December, just before Christmas. And that's restrictions and regulations and all the rest of it permitting us to be here. But hopefully, God willing, we'll be able to meet again on the 20th of December. I want to thank you all, first of all, for coming. And it's a very different format than we've ever been used to. But it's good that we're able to be here and to utilise the building that we have here and to hold the youth rally. And we do appreciate you coming and for adhering to the restrictions that we have in place. And it's good to see you've all got through the security at the front door. And I told, you know, Hannah, make sure no national insurance or blood group or anything. We only need the mobile number. So it's good that you've got through that and we're here tonight. We're going to sing another piece just before George comes to speak to us. And the second hymn we have is I Stand Amazed in the Presence. Now, this is one of my favourites, so we'll have to do it justice. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a saviour, a sinner rather, condemned, unclean. So after we get the introduction, we'll sing this lovely hymn then. Thank you. Well, we're really glad to have George Barclay with us this evening. He's no stranger to the Youth Rally, and we've had him before and greatly enjoyed his ministry. So we'll ask him to come up now and speak to us.
Delighted and really humbled to be here. I really mean that from the depths of my being. You have absolutely no idea how humble I really am, because such is the influence in this pulpit when I was your age. Come on, your age. I'm the youngest person here now. I'm old enough, I'm probably old enough to be all your granddads here, and just delighted to be with you all. I want to take you on a wee journey, my friends. I realise that most of you already had two good solid teaching messages today already. And I want to just do something maybe slightly different. As maybe Comfrey comes to town this evening, many of you already know I've been a farmer all my life and milking cows all my life. And come on. But I'm delighted to be with you. And I want to take you on a wee country journey, because I've just realised how to make up wee movies. Now, I know I've shocked some of you already. I have found iMovie. Come on, I have found iMovie. And I took a few photographs on my phone just around the area. And I want to take you, and Judith Beattie gave me full permission to use one of her wee songs called Still the Greatest Story. Still the Greatest Story. And it's just around the Cardi area and some of my animals. You'll see wee bits and pieces, and I've put it together. And my good friend here is going to work right now.
To hold.
still the greatest story ever told, the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, friends, the wee dog and that there is quite interesting. This evening when I was just left home, and I was just, the country roads were getting dark, and all of a sudden this dog was galloping down the road with about 10 foot of a chain at it. And that wee dog, I had it for quite a while, and it's now moved home up to another farm just up the road a bit. And just all of a sudden I saw this dog, black and white, and I thought, could that be Kip? That was Kip, that wee pup. I said, I wonder could that be Kip? And I opened the car door and I said, Kip. And it turned, the handbrake turned, and followed me up the road, and I managed to get it back to the farm again. Lovely wee story that, isn't it, friends? It's wonderful. That wee dog knew me by name. It knew its name. Our God knows you by name, my friends. Our God, I want to share a wee thought or two with you just to encourage you here this evening. We thank God for you. Andrew's already given you such a warm welcome. You are the important people here, every one of you. I really mean that from the very depths of my being. And I want to just learn, when you get to my age, 71 years old, you can get a wee bit of experience of life that it might be some help to you younger folk. I want to take you two verses of scripture this evening, Ecclesiastes. I'm not preaching a long sermon. You already had solid teaching today earlier on, I'm sure. But Ecclesiastes chapter 12, just the first verse, it really describes life and all its beauty and also the reality, my friends. Ecclesiastes, which means preacher, by the way, chapter 12. Remember now, you've heard this verse many a time preached on. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And then over to Isaiah 43, one of my favourite verses here. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Friends, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. And I want to share something with all the love that's in me. I know you young folk are busy. I know you've got college, you've got maybe apprenticeships, you're maybe working somewhere, whatever you're doing, you're busy. We're living in a busy world. But in the midst of all this, young people, in the midst of your education, and I pray you'll get a good education, and I pray you'll use your hands, if it's apprenticeship or whatever it might be, I pray you'll use it for your honour, for the God's honour and for God's glory. I mean that now. I'm not one for laziness, and I see people, young folk nowadays, and some of them, and they're just half-hearted in things. It's so important, young people, that you get stuck into whatever it is, whatever gifts God has given you, and God has given you gifts. You might not realise that gift yet, but God has given you gifts, and he wants you to use it for his honour and for his glory. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And God's got a purpose for you, and God's got a plan for you, and he wants you to use it. He wants you to, don't be lazy. Get stuck in whatever it might be. Should it be sweeping the street? Should it be a teacher, nurse, whatever it is? Do it to the very best of your ability. Because God has given you the gift and he wants you to use that gift. But in the midst of all this, in the midst of all your education, in the midst of your work, God says, remember now. In the midst of all that, in the busyness of this world, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. Remember God the Father. Remember God the Son. Remember God the Holy Spirit. In the midst of all this, while you're young and you're fresh and your minds are alert, you're fresh. When you get older, I want to speak reality, my friends. I want to speak a wee bit of reality here this evening. And sometimes when I was your age, I didn't understand this. But when I look back on life, I now see how important it was to be taught in the Sunday school, to be taught in the Bible class, to be taught with Dr. Rain down in the Caddy or his hall. I realise now how important that was. I didn't realise it at the time. But it's so important when your minds are alert and fresh. And God has said, remember now. Now means now. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, as Andrew's already shared. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. And God says, remember now, thy Creator, in the days of your youth. Because right throughout the scriptures, you see, in the Old Testament, God wants the first fruits. And this has come to me more recently, and I'm doing quite a wee visit or two, and before this lockdown, just in some of the nursing homes and things, And you know, young people, I've never seen a revival yet in a nursing home now. I see an awful lot of sad people. And I look at this first verse and it says, I have no pleasure in them. That's old age we're talking about here. This is the creaking bones, something that you young people know nothing about yet. And all the aches and pains that's going to come with age as time goes on. But when you see an older person with absolutely no hope whatsoever and anything that lies beyond, when you look into their faces, when you look into their eyes, I could cry. And that's why God is saying to us here from his word, remember now him. Remember now thy creator in the days of your youth. Because God's going to feed you and God's going to teach you and he's going to give you a good foundation for the years as to come. Then when you do get older, when you get to my age, you will have pleasure. Yes, your aches and pains will be real. And I know that. But we have a hope and a joy that's way beyond the physical being. We know where we're going, you see, as children of God. We're known we're only a breath away from heaven, another level of life completely. That's why it's so important to have that solid foundation. And I praise God that I'm sure most of you get that good solid foundation every single Sabbath day. And don't just make it light of it. Grab the hold of it. And if you don't understand something, grab the minister on the way out and say, will you explain that to me? Or your Bible class later, whatever. Get the hold of the word. Get it inside you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember now thy creator in the days of your youth. Because God will feed you. And God will build a good solid foundation in you. That you can face the future with confidence. Knowing that you're a child of the King. You know that you're a child of God. And he's got a plan and purpose for every single one of you. And that plan and purpose will be fulfilled once you're his. The Lord says in Isaiah, I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. I've called you by thy name. Thou art mine. And a wee granddaughter's birthday not that long ago, and I bought them a kite once. I got out of one of these toy shops and I never could fly it. I never could get it up. The wind wasn't blowing and the string got tangled up and that's £10 worth of rubbish. Never went up. But then a lovely story of a young fella many years ago, way before your time, and they had no toys whatsoever. And anything they had, the girls had to make wee dollies out of flour bags and things and stuff them with straw. That time, that's not that long ago, young people, really, you know. It's not really that long ago. But this dad one day got hold of this cane. When I think of this wee story, I always think of the headmaster I had in the primary school, because he had a cane like this. You're not allowed to hit young ones nowadays, but in those days, I can tell you, I had that cane round my ears minutes of time. It bent round like that there. And you know, he got the hold of this cane. And he said to the young boy, we'll make a kite out of this cane. And the mother got involved and wee bits of ribbons for the tail. And the wee boy painted it. Lovely bright colours. It was his pride and joy. And then the dad got a ball of string somewhere and they tied it to the kite. And this day the wind was blowing beautifully and the kite went up. And the young boy just let it soar up into the atmosphere. And it was flying beautiful and the tail was wagging. And all of a sudden the rope broke. I always think there must have been a mouse chewing at that bit of string. Just that old ball of string. And here, but the kite was gone and the wee boy was absolutely devastated. Devastated that his most valuable possession, the only toy that he really had, and he loved it, was now gone. This is a true story, by the way. 2 weeks later, the dad and him was going through this other village and we would call it a car boot sale nowadays. All these different stalls. And the wee boy said to dad, look over in that corner. He said, I think that's my kite over there. I think that's my kite over there. And the wee boy dragged the dad across to the stall. And this man, standing quite tall. And the wee boy says, sir, that's my kite. The man says, that's my kite. He says, that kite must have got lost. Because I found it and stuck on the hedge at the back of my house. And I had to pay money for this stall in here. This is my kite and it's for sale. And the wee boy looked at the dad with a sort of tears in his eyes and said to his dad, is answered, "Sir, I'm much hesitate. How much are you looking for it?" And the man said, "Half a crown." Now, I know young people, you'll not have a clue what half a crown is, but it was about 30, 40 pence. There was four half crowns and a pound at one time. Half a crown. And the dad only had a couple of coins, and he brought the half crown out and gave it to the man, and the wee boy got that kite back. And if he could have hugged something, he would have hugged that kite. He was so pleased to get it back. But young people, I want you to listen to me. I want you to hear the words that that young boy shouted out loud to his dad. As he looked at this kite and almost hugging it, he said these words. He said, "I made you. I made you. But now I've bought you back again. And I'll never lose you again." And friends, that's what God has done for you and for me. I made you. But the string was broken in the Garden of Eden, and we became separated from God. But our God, our Saviour, has bought us back again through the precious blood at Calvary, friends. And he says, "I've redeemed you. I've called you by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. You're mine. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth," young people. Learn about God. He's our shield. I know we've all got our shields coming on here, and I got one down there, one of them plastic things. I still remember a wee lady coming out of Morelli's one day, and she had one of them on. And she just bought the best 99 in Morelli's, a great big super duper thing with all the chocolate in the world. And the boy says, "She's going to have it, I guarantee you." And just plunk straight into that visor. Come on. But you know, we've got the shield in Proverbs 30 verse 5. Every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them that puts their trust in him. Oh, young people, what a Saviour. What a Saviour. And you know that wee bit of story there with the ploughing. You'd see the fellow ploughing there just down the road. And I'm not much of a ploughman. I'll be perfectly honest. I try to get the parahara going as quick as possible after my ploughing. Every farmer knows what I mean by that. But I still remember when I was walking through this field the other day. It was called the 9 Acre. The river in the Fillon, by the way, is the River Mains, just beside me. The land just runs round, and the 9 Acre runs to that river there. When I started ploughing this day, I had no idea what the soil was going to be like. And all of a sudden, had the plough set, and this was black bog, just black. The first 2 acres were black, pure black. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, that's the story of life, isn't it? The black bog reminded me of my son. The black bog reminded me of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. "And you who were dead in trespasses and sin." And I was just ploughing through it. There were no stones. I was just black bog. But then as I moved on down the field a bit, by the way, for any farmer here, I was pulling the plough with 190 feet. One of the greatest tractors ever made. Hey? Oh, no computers, no nothing. You girls, you marry a farmer, have a fate, because he's a good one. You hold on to him now. And then, out of the black bog came this lovely white clay soil. Different type of soil completely. It was the sort of soil you'd down see around Lindavaddy and McGilligan, that type of soil. And all of a sudden it changed. And I thought, there's a story of the cross in this. The black bog reminded me of Psalm 40, for instance. He brought us out of the miry clay. He's brought us out of that. Or Ephesians chapter 1, "And you have the quickened who were dead." And all of a sudden now we're in the white clay, and I thought, the story of the cross itself. And then as I kept going down this field towards the River Main that you saw in the film there, the soil changed again to this beautiful, rich red soil. Good soil. County Down soil, I'm going to say in a minute or two. Just to encourage anybody here from County Down, apart from your stones and apart from your humps up and down the fields. But good soil. Rich loam. And it reminded me of many of you as children of God, friends. You've realised your sin in the first place. You realise that you're born separated. You realise that the rope's been broke. Because God has let you see it. You'll never see it yourself, you see. Most of the people out here in Belfast this evening have no idea even what we're talking about in here in this gallery. Why? Because they're still dead. They're in the bog. But you're praying for family, you're praying for your friends, maybe you're praying for your mum and dad, maybe you're praying for your grandparents, brothers and sisters, but they're still in the bog. But the good news of the gospel is, it is the greatest story ever told, that through the power of the cross, you can be redeemed. Because you see, in this wretched red soil, you see, I was right beside the river. And the river had been flooding for years. All the rich nutrients over the soil made it very rich beside the river, you see. And that's how God wants to feed you. Because you see, this river, I'm sure you see the mad shape of it there and all the twists and turns. You see, that's nature has twisted its way as it cut through the ground, just like a cow's tail, you might say. And that's why in Ephesians 2:10 that God says, I want to be, you'll be my workmanship. I'm going to take you and I'm going to set you free from your sin. And I'm going to give you a purpose in life. And I'm going to work my plans and purposes out in you personally. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. A lot of things you see can hold you back. And just the other day on the farm, I have electric fence up on the pulpit here, believe it or not. I brought a bag with me. And I know some folk maybe from the towns have no idea what electric fence is, but I'm going to show you anyway. In about a couple more minutes. This is electric wire. Just for anybody that might be interested. Electric fence wire. This is a super duper fencer. Now, if you'd grabbed a hold of this when it was working, you'd get to the Falls Road very, very quickly. And one day I was putting a wee tester on it. This thing here. And there's no power at all. The sun was shining, there's a solar powered fencer. I should have been bouncing about 9 in this thing. It would give you a real shock and it would waken you up, I can tell you. If you had this 6 o'clock in the morning, you'd be out of bed and dressed and all within 25 minutes, cornflakes and all in you. But listen to me, this here is nothing. And the cows were starting to lick the wire with their big tongues. But I started along this fence and realised it was all the nettles and all the vegetation and all the rubbish was earthing the power, was soaking the power away from the fencer, you see. And young people, you be aware of the things of this world. You've started well and you've been taught well, but be very, very careful when you move next to other universities or mixing with different companies and stuff. You be really careful, young people, because the world wants to feed you. And the world wants to bring you down. And the world wants to earth you to the things of this world instead of looking up to the things of God. And you can lose so much in your early years just by the media and everyone else that wants to feed you. It wants to throw the deception at you all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year, how the world wants to feed you. You be ready. And you pray to God every day for strength. You pray to God for that He'll send the right company into your lives, that He'll send the right partners for you. You pray to God every day to give you strength, to have that shield around about you. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth, while you're fresh, while you're young. God wants to feed you, and God wants to keep you, and God wants the first fruits. And young people, you're all very logical. When you think of Almighty God that's allowing you to breathe at the moment, it's allowing me to breathe. When you think of Almighty God, you think that He wants just a few crumbs of some oil boy. I know God can save anybody. I know He is able to save you at 90. But I want a wee bit to tell you in the last 2 or 3 seconds a bit of reality here. Generally speaking, God saves you when you're young. He doesn't want the crumbs of a miserable life. If you've done 60, 70, 80 years living in the world and the things of the world, and then you think you can give God just a few crumbs in the last couple of years of your life. It doesn't work that way. God can shut the door on you. And I've seen hundreds of older folk, and they're dead spiritually, and you look at them, and they're so down and depressed, and it says here, and I have no pleasure in them in these old years, because they've no hope whatsoever. My lovely young people here, I want to just to encourage you these days. And maybe you're going to your church in the morning and you think, oh, here we go again. And you go out and you don't really think what's going on. I want to tell you, young people, there's plenty going on and you don't even realize it. You've been fed solid on the solid food of His Word. And God will give it the increase in His time and for His purposes. And He will produce that fruit in you in His time and in His purposes. I never shared a word until it was late in my 50s. When I look back on it now, I say, Lord, why? Why all those wasted years? Why all those wasted years? The only reason I started to share at all is because the speaker didn't turn up. Fear and trembling, mouth dry just at the minute. But God's going to ask you, young person, to step out someday. And whenever you step out, He will equip you. He will equip you. Because the Bible, in Psalm 1, says that you will produce His fruit in His season. And our Lord and Saviour says these words to finish. He says, I've redeemed you. Everyone is. If you're His children at the minute. I've redeemed you. He says, I've called you. I've called you by thy name. Thou art mine. And that's the Saviour we have. That's a wonderful Saviour. And that amazing grace that saves a wretch like many of you. And if God hasn't called you yet, then I want you to picture that wee dog just there in the darkness this evening as I was driving up the road. That wee dog knew its name just by my calling it. And God knows your name. And this could be the night, not because of anything to do with the youth rally, the youth council, and certainly nothing to do with me. But this could be your night when God switches the light on and you begin to grasp that wee bit of spiritual life. Maybe you're saying, George, I'm a bit like that kite just blowing away in the wind. Well, I have good news for you. It's a great day when you realise that. In fact, it's a miracle day when you realise that. You talk to God. You talk to God. You confess your sin before Him. And Matthew 11:28, that wonderful invitation, He says, come. Come on. Come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me from the Scriptures. And if we can be of any help, just say so. Go to your minister. If it's churning over your mind during the week, get the hold of your minister. Say, Lord, ask the Lord to explain it through Him to you, what this is truly all about. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. Heavenly Father, I just pray for every life that is here. And I pray, Heavenly Father, by your sovereign grace, that you will meet every single need. I want to tell you, Lord, from this place, that we love you, Father. And help all your people here to be faithful in these days. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Andrew.
Better watch you don't get caught in the wire. As long as it's not live. We want to thank again George for coming this evening and for bringing that challenge to our hearts. And we pray that that the Lord will speak on even when the voice of man falls silent, and you would consider what George has said to us this evening, and even those stories that he has brought, that even the next time you look on the black bog or the white clay, Lord, that you would consider what they mean spiritually and what they represent that we've heard this evening. We're going to finish with two verses of Here Is Love Vast As the Ocean, and then we'll close in prayer, and then I'll explain sort of what's going to happen after the end. But we'll close with this piece. hear his love. Before we close in prayer, if you can remember just the guidance once the meeting's over, just be aware of social distancing when you're chatting to each other. Do please keep your distance, and then once you're wanting to leave, if you can just leave through the front doors, the main entrance again, just the way you came in, and please don't be loitering about in the car park. We're in a residential area, so we have to be aware of that. So if you want to chat, if you just sort of remain where you are and just be aware of the restrictions that we're under this evening, and we'll leave those on the screen. So we'll just close in prayer, and Lord, in the final moments of the meeting, Lord, we come into your presence again, and we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard this evening, for the messages in song and for the challenge from your word. And we thank you, Lord, for your servant who's come to us to speak and for the clear message that he has brought to us. We just pray, Lord, that you would speak on, Lord, that you would convict of sin, and Lord, that you would bring souls even into the kingdom this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the call that comes. And we just pray, Lord, that you would still hearts, and Lord, that you would speak on to the believer and to the unsaved alike, Lord, that we have all had a challenge this evening. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us to think on these things. Lord, we just pray now, we thank you, Lord, for the health and strength that has brought us here to your house this evening. And we just pray that you would bless us in the days that lie ahead, and that you would give us safety even as we travel home again, and that you would bless us each one. And Lord, that you would keep the doors of this place open, that once again we might be able to meet again for another youth rally in December. Lord, we pray that you would keep us safe and well, and continuing on with thee. For we ask it in the Saviour's lovely name. Amen.